text, Hallmark Channel presents My Christmas Love. A white plastic Christmas tree strung with hot pink lights and pastel ornaments. A silver typewriter ornament hangs in the branches. A hand hangs a vintage camera, a cupcake, a framed woman smiling, a diamond ring, a car, Cinderella's carriage, a pink kitchen mixer. A woman wraps gifts in bright pink paper with silver ribbons and places them under the tree. The blonde woman trots outside wearing a short dark coat and heels. She drops a donation into the bucket of a Santa ringing a bell. She beams and grins at the people around her on the sidewalk. Credits: Meredith Hagner, Bobby Campo, Megan Park, Aaron O'Connell, Ben Gavin, Jeremy Glazer. She goes into the entrance of a rustic Boston restaurant where she hugs a dark-haired woman. What a Christmas
this is. Hey!
Cynthia, you're back so soon!
I love that necklace.
Oh, thank you. It's an early Christmas present for myself.
Good for you.
Your usual boo?
Thank you.
I'll take that for you.
Thank you so much.
Tony has made some wonderful chocolate almond croissants. And there you go.
You know what I want, but I'll take two.
Are you back on the market?
I actually have a date, and he's on his way here.
Oh, good. It's just that last time when you ate all... Never mind. Two chocolate delights coming right up.
Thank you.
She looks over at a man in a suit at another table who fumbles with a ring box and then stuffs it in his jacket pocket.
New suit?
I'm sorry?
No, I was just asking if it was a new suit because you got the...
Oh, boy. Thanks.
He pulls the tag off.
Do you mind if I see the ring?
Is it that obvious?
No, it's... yeah.
He shows her a simple diamond band.
Oh my gosh, that's so pretty. You have to relax, she's definitely gonna say yes.
If I can ask her, this is the third time I've brought it with me.
You know what, I have an idea. Why don't we switch tables, because this one's way more romantic.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, go get him, Tiger.
She gives him a thumbs up. A tall man comes in.
Cynthia.
Oh, hey, sweet.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You look so handsome.
Oh, thank you. No booth?
No, not tonight. But trust me, it's for a very good cause.
Okay.
Cupcakes.
Thank you.
People typically have dinner first and then dessert.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Anniversary?
No, it's just 5 months together.
Actually, I got you something.
Oh my gosh, I was totally kidding about the anniversary.
Not the anniversary. It's actually just a Christmas present.
That's so sweet, but bring it with us to the farm. I want to open it closer to Christmas.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that. I'm just not sure about...
The trip?
Us.
She blinks.
You're great. You're better than great.
Yeah.
It's just that 2 weeks with your family for Christmas.
Totally.
It's...
I've heard it before.
Cynthia.
It's fine.
Don't.
She gets up.
You're good. I just wanted to say you guys are such a beautiful couple, and I hope you have a really great night.
The couple smiles.
You know what? I'm gonna have a cupcake. And you know what? It's supposed to snow. So, I don't have any canned food. Oh, and...
She snatches both cupcakes in the present.
Night! Merry Christmas!
Men play basketball.
You ever, Pollock, wouldn't want you hurting them precious fingers of yours?
Oh, they weren't so precious when I was laying you out.
And what have you done since? Sat around drawing bunny rabbits in those Felicia Flowers books.
You jealous?
I drive a forklift. Of course I'm jealous.
Liam nails a three-pointer. The men high-five.
Yeah! Done. Yeah, I got my phone's ringing. My phone's ringing.
Liam grabs his phone from the sideline. Cynthia is calling.
Give me a sec. It's my boss.
It's not even 8 o'clock yet. What happened?
Take a little guess here. Christmas, my family, the farm, the travel, everything. My sister's wedding. He bailed, yeah.
Well, you know, at least you got a gift out of it. What's the matter? You couldn't wait until Christmas?
What was he thinking with these? Like, here you go, here's a present, like, in case you forget you got dumped.
She wags the bird ornaments, then stuffs them away and stares into the distance.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm good. I'm great, you know? If he can't handle me, then what good is he, right? Mm-hmm.
Look, the right guy, he's out there somewhere.
I want it to work out. I have to say, though, I do have pretty high expectations.
my parents, they did so many sweet little romantic things for one another.
So, what are you going to tell Janet? She's expecting a plus one.
Oh, I'm bringing a plus one. I'm not going stag to my little sister's wedding.
Anyone I know?
You might.
They carry suitcases outside.
You are so lucky that I did not have plans.
You're lucky. You get to spend two wonderful weeks with me. Besides, we do have a deadline on the book.
This is the first Christmas since your mom passed away. Are you sure I'm not going to be in the way?
My dad loves the company. The more the merrier. Besides, you cannot be alone on Christmas.
I wasn't going to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
They get in the car.
I date, all right? There was Maggie.
I'm talking about someone in the past decade.
You know, I don't tell you everything.
I would know if you were seeing someone.
Oh, you would, would you?
You'd be happier. You'd have a little pep in your step.
Oh, yeah.
At least you haven't screwed up literally 5 relationships in 2 years.
He waggles 6 fingers.
Ronaldo.
No, stop! He doesn't count.
Why not?
I can't handle 2 hands.
Let's go.
They drive away and down a road lined with pine trees and snow.
You know what? I need this. 2 weeks, no drama. Like, we'll finish the new book, spend time with my dad, get Janet married, and start the new year fresh. You'll see, everything is going to be so perfect.
A police car follows them past a sign, "Welcome to Guichi." They pull over in the snow.
Okay, starting right after this.
You weren't going that fast, were you, Cynthia?
I think that's why I'm getting pulled over.
The officer steps out and saunters up to her window.
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
Hey, Scott, I'm so sorry. Was I speeding or something?
What? Oh, who knows? Radar gun's been busted since July. Just wanted to say hi.
Hi. Hello.
It's good to have you back, Cindy.
Great to be back.
Hey, who's this? You married now?
No. He's my work friend. He's my friend. I worked with him.
Oh. Liam. Hi. I draw pictures.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need to see some ID, stranger. I'm just kidding. You'd be surprised when people fall for that, though.
Probably because you're a cop.
This has just been so fun. But we actually have to head out and go meet up with my family.
Oh, you're right, yeah. You know, I saw Janet the other day.
Oh.
She said you'd be coming into town to, how'd she put it? Screw up the wedding?
Yeah, that sounds about right. She gets a little annoyed with my enthusiasm for weddings. Yeah, it's gonna be great. I can't wait for you to see it.
Yeah. All right, well, we should get together. You know, hang out, catch up, maybe grab a coffee or something.
Yeah. That would be, I'm so busy, but that would be great. That would be great, yeah.
Okay. Well, drive safe.
Okay. See you later, officer. Bye.
See ya.
I thought small town cops were supposed to be punchy.
That's like an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, he was my first boyfriend, actually. But he would always, like, want to re-watch his football games from the night before.
And yet you still let him call you Cindy.
He carries a taser.
Fair enough.
They pull into a small town nestled among snowy mountains and up the curved drive of a sprawling wooden family home.
Wow! This is a nice place.
It's great. It's just there's usually so many more lights.
We could take care of that.
I'm gonna go tell my dad we're here. So just go inside. I'm sure Janet's there.
Huh. Janet.
She dashes across the snow to a machine shed.
Dad? Dad!
She peers around the space of tools and equipment, pausing under a wooden arch, then runs back out. Liam struggles with bags and an easel.
You're the best. Thank you so much for doing that. Liam. Why didn't you go inside?
Well, you said that Janet was in there.
Oh, guys, you're just a baby. So,
well, you know, Janet's awesome, but scary sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just a baby.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
You got that? You good?
Oh, yeah, don't worry about me. I got it.
Oh, you're strong. You've been working out.
Big time.
This is going to look so good.
Hello.
By the 4th at noon. Hi.
Hi. Get over here.
Jacob,
oh my gosh.
Hi.
So good to see you.
Oh. Cynthia, good to see you.
Roger. Oh my gosh. Merry Christmas. Get over here.
Welcome to the fam.
Well, there's still almost 2 weeks technically.
Wait, I thought you were going to bring a date.
I was.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Liam.
I am. Liam can be my date.
Yeah, mostly just here to do work, you know, always another deadline. Hey, Liam. Roger.
What happened to Jake? Did you drive him away?
His name is Jason, and no, I do not drive men away. I have a very romantic nature that some men find...
overwhelming.
Terrifying?
Intense.
Liam taps nose.
Anyway, Roger, Liam here is an amazing illustrator. He draws my Felicia Flowers books.
Oh, your illustrations are amusing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know where Cynthia finds the inspiration for that.
Right, what you know, right? Anyway, how's Dad?
He's good. He's okay. I'm a little worried about how he's gonna do when I move in with Roger.
Yeah, totally, but I guess all we can do right now is just try to give him a great Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of, where's the tree and the decorations and everything?
I haven't had time with the wedding and everything. I think this year we just forget all that.
What are you talking about? We have a giant tree every year, amazing decorations. This is gonna be no exception, okay? It's a long-standing tradition in our house and one that I intend to keep.
Sounds like my girl.
Daddy! Oh, hi.
Oh, it's good to have you home. Just wouldn't be Christmas without you.
I know. I missed you. I was just in the barn, and it looks like we're a little behind schedule.
Oh, God, I'll get around to it. We still have nearly 2 weeks left.
And you're my maid of honor, not my wedding planner, and we got this.
Okay. I'm just saying we're a little behind schedule. That's all. Dad, you remember Liam, right?
Yeah. Good to see you.
How are you, sir?
Didn't realize you two were dating.
Oh, we're not.
Yeah, he's just gonna be my date to the wedding as a platonic, friendly kind of date situation.
Because she blew it with Jake.
Jason.
Could I help you both get settled in?
You're so sweet, Roger, but I think we're just gonna drop our bags and we're gonna go get a tree.
Cynthia.
No, we're getting a tree. It's gonna be big, it's gonna be opulent, it's gonna be gorgeous, and I'm gonna clean up all the pine needles.
I love you.
I'm glad you're here. Oh, Dad. It is so good to be home.
Oh, it's great to have you.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Cynthia rushes out. Dad leans in toward Liam.
But if you do get any designs on my daughter, just keep this in mind. I'm a hunter. A good one.
Good to know.
He gives me that speech every day.
Liam stares.
How did you get over here so fast, man?
Liam and Cynthia go to a shop.
All right, our last stop.
Ooh, great. Let's grab a wreath and get back to the farm.
We're not just grabbing a wreath. That's not how I do things, okay? I gotta, like, find the perfect wreath. It takes a little bit.
Oh, yeah, of course. Silly me.
Oh, look at these berries. Look how pretty they look.
Oh, well. I was wondering when you'd show up.
Grant! Oh, man. Hi.
Oh, Cynthia. Wow, look at you. You haven't aged a day.
And stop. What are you doing here?
Well, I heard you were coming home. I figured you'd show up here eventually.
Oh, you were pre-stocked with me?
Well, technically, I'm here to oversee the fundraiser.
Great cover story, whatever. Grant, I want you to meet my friend Liam.
Oh,
Liam,
hi.
This is Grant.
Hi.
Grant and I actually used to date in high school.
Another one?
Senior year. So are you two?
No. We're friends.
Yeah. Okay.
But I gotta find the perfect wreath. I feel like you're definitely the person to talk to.
Well, let me show you to our private reserve.
Oh, this is great. Why do you keep all these under here?
Well, every year the best ones get snatched up right away, and inevitably, 5 minutes before closing, some hardworking single mom pops in and has to pick through the scraps, so I keep a few underneath. Figured if anybody deserves a good wreath, it's them, right?
Aww.
How did we ever break up? It's crazy.
Grant tilts his head.
Well, you know, they all look the same to me. So, let's get back.
Not this one. It's not all about looks. Ah, is this the one? It smells like Christmas.
Perfect.
I love it.
You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, you too.
She smiles, hugging the wreath. At home, she bakes sugar cookies. Janet comes in.
Hey, cutie. Hey. Did you sleep well?
I did, actually, yeah. How long have you been up for?
Well, just a few hours. I checked the cookie jar, and then I checked the spare jar, and then there was nothing.
You know, you could just
go to the store and buy cookies.
If you go to the store and buy cookies, it lacks a certain presentation.
Outside, someone carries a cage.
I just drew, I'll give you that.
This is good, right?
Good.
Wow. So, what's the plan for today? Are we going to meet a few more of your ex-boyfriends?
Ha ha ha. It's a small town, okay?
A birdcage with a pear tree inside.
I mean, just because I've dated a few guys. I'll get it. Just, there's milk there if you want it.
Cynthia opens the door.
Hi.
A woman in Victorian garb holds a caged bird and tree.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
The woman turns heel and leaves.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. Oh, hi. Can you just give me a little more information? Is this for me?
The woman gets in a white van.
Do you have a business card?
The chauffeur closes the door. Cynthia stares down at the partridge. Liam joins her.
Is that what I think it is?
This is a present. Isn't this the most fantastic thing ever?
Yeah, who's it from?
Okay, it says, Merry Christmas to my one true love.
Her jaw drops.
That's all it says. It doesn't have a name?
This is a Christmas mystery. This is the most romantic thing ever. This is a Christry.
Liam watches her with brows raised. In the kitchen, Cynthia and Janet look at the caged bird and tree.
We're gonna plant a pear tree in your apartment.
Okay, it's not supposed to be practical, Janet. It's a grand romantic gesture.
Well, too bad it's anonymous.
Not anonymous. It's not anonymous at all. My true love gave it to me.
Stop singing. You are a loon. What is wrong with you?
I'm excited.
Oh my goodness, I love you. I have to go plan a wedding and sell a house.
Okay. All right. Oh, who's the prettiest bird? Are you a pretty bird? Are you a pretty bird?
So how do you know that this is for you?
Oh.
I mean, Janet's the one getting married.
Janet is marrying her accountant. Trust me, it's not for Janet. Roger, this is not his style.
I'm gonna ask him anyway.
What?
Don't worry, I'll be subtle.
No, Roger is very awkward. He just, yeah, please don't. He gets uncomfortable. So let's take this and upstairs and find him a home, okay? And we've really got to get to work.
I know, I'll go grab my sketchbook.
Oh, no, not that kind of work.
Liam and Cynthia decorate the living room, hanging stockings over the fireplace and big round ornaments on the tree. They play with toy reindeer and dance outside to place decorative moose and shovel snow. They shimmy on the stoop. They hoist a big red wreath over the fireplace and turn on twinkling lights.
The big guys at least got 8 reindeer. I know I've been naughty, can hide my flaws, but I'm still missing my...
Cynthia throws her arm around Liam as they regard the finished tree.
You did so good.
The family gazes at the tree.
All right. You're right. This is really beautiful. This is a good idea.
I'm glad you like it.
Yep. Marie would be proud. It's the best tree we've had in years.
I don't know. I kind of feel like my favorite is still the one that lost all of its needles.
Okay, in my defense, 8-year-olds don't know that, you know, Christmas trees don't drink eggnog.
On that note, I think I'll say goodnight.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you, Daddy.
Liam rubs his hands together and sidles over to Roger.
So, Raj. Christmas wedding. I mean, that's pretty romantic, right?
Well, really, it's the only sensible choice. People have the day off, families are already together.
And bridal registries make gift shopping very convenient.
Convenient.
Smooth.
Yeah, okay, so it's not Roger.
Told you so.
Yeah, you did.
Liam and Cynthia go upstairs.
Okay, this isn't a studio, but at least, okay.
Well, now we can get some work
done. We have a Christmas book to write. This is new territory for us, right? This is new territory for Felicia. What does her magic do to Christmas? What does her magic do to Christmas?
Liam sets up his easel.
Here are some Christmassy things. Oh, maybe the eggnog is served out of, you know, really big tulips, right? That would be really pretty, I think.
And the tree has, like, a crystal pine cone that acts like a disco ball.
Yes. Oh, that's gorgeous. I love that. Oh, my gosh, Liam.
A nutcracker.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Maybe the toys come alive at night and they redecorate the entire house. Hmm? Oh, and there has to be tinsel on everything. That's really important. And blinking lights, all of it. It's going to be gorgeous.
Okay, slow down.
No, you need to draw faster. I'm on a roll. Oh, maybe the toys think that she is a doll, so they wrap her up in wrapping paper.
Can't she just rip her way out?
No, she's going to be tied up with ribbons, so she can't get out. you know. Oh, and then she sees an elf in the fireplace.
He sketches while she looks in a closet. She pulls out a long white sleeveless gown and holds it up to herself in the mirror, smiling.
Wow.
He stands and leans on a railing, smiling at her.
This was my mom's. It was way too big for me when I was a kid. When I was growing up, I used to put it on and think about my perfect wedding, perfect romance, perfect husband.
Well, at least now you're past all that pie in the sky stuff.
You can make fun of me all you want. But when I was growing up, all I ever really wanted was the kind of romance my mom and dad had, you know? They were married for 40 years, and they still did all these fun little surprises for each other. I mean, they were the real deal.
Hey, I'm really sorry.
Oh, God.
I didn't mean to.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed.
It's okay. It's okay.
I just got nostalgic.
Yeah.
She smiles with teary eyes.
So, book.
Yes. Oof. We have such a deadline. We have a crazy deadline. Okay, I'm gonna, if you don't mind, I just want to go show this to Janet. But I'll be right back. I think she'll love this.
Okay.
I'll be back. I'm gonna bring coffee. So I gave you a lot of things to work on, so go.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right back. Janet?
Uh-huh?
Hi.
Hi.
Look what I found. You're never gonna guess where it was.
Upstairs in the closet in a box marked Mom's wedding gown?
Okay, yeah, maybe you'll guess exactly where it was.
It's all in the inventory.
You gotta get that to the dry cleaners. You can't go wearing a dusty gown.
No, Cynthia, I already have a dress.
You bought a gown without me there to advise you?
No, I picked out a dress. It's sensible, you know? It's great. It's something that I can wear again to, like, parties and stuff.
What? What do you mean, wear it to parties? A wedding dress is meant to be worn one time. That's the whole point of it.
Well, Mom already wore it once, so there you go.
Wow, if she could hear you say that, she would...
Janet purses her lips.
I'm not gonna wear Mom's dress, okay? I'm not ready.
Cynthia frowns and puts her arms around Janet.
Come here. I understand, but I think you should think about it. It's really pretty.
Hit it.
I love you.
I love you.
Hold on.
Okay.
Cynthia opens the front door to the caroler holding two doves in a cage.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Cynthia grins.
It's for me? Thank you. Oh my gosh, that was pretty. No information. Okay. Hi, guys. Hi.
The woman gets back in the van.
Janet, Liam, you guys, this is huge. This is huge. Look. Look. Liam, two turtle doves. Isn't this exciting? This isn't just one present. I think it's going to keep happening.
Huh. So how exactly are they turtled?
No, not turtle. Turtle, because they eat turtles. They... look like, I don't know, someone named them that. Isn't this exciting? They're so cute.
Yeah, so still no idea who's behind all this.
No name, no nothing, it's so romantic.
I don't get the point of these presents if no one's taking the credit for it.
Janet, it's not about the presents. I mean, it's about the romance. Whoever is doing this is leaving me a serious trail of breadcrumbs and I'm gonna find them.
Cynthia and her dad walk on a bustling sidewalk.
Shouldn't you be dragging Liam along on this?
He has sketches to do.
He didn't have to come up to the farm to draw pictures. He could have done that back in the city.
Yeah, but Dad, then he'd miss Christmas. Come on. What are you laughing at?
You remind me of your mother. One whiff of romance and you're off to the races.
Must be genetic, huh?
Pet store.
Have a Merry
Esther!
Christmas.
Hi! Okay, I got a very important question. Two turtle doves and a partridge. I need to know who bought them.
It's nice to see you too. And Tom, what a surprise.
They smile.
It's been a long time.
Hi, Esther. How's things?
I can't complain. Who would listen if I did?
Okay.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Just
two turtle doves, one partridge. Need to know who bought them.
Well, I sold plenty of turtles, no doves. I just carry parakeets, finches from time to time.
Okay, so then where would someone, like, buy birds like that?
One of those specialty shops in the city, I suppose. Right.
Because somebody is giving
Morning,
me
these... citizens.
Hey, Scott. Hey.
Hey.
I put up the flyers. Do you mind?
For the carnival?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
There you go.
So what are you guys doing here? Picking up some birdseed?
What? Why? What makes you say that?
Birdseed.
Scott points to the bag of seed Tom is holding.
Birdseed. Birdseed. Yes, we own birds. We have birds as pets.
Great. Great. You are coming to the carnival, right?
Yeah.
Never miss it.
Well, I don't know.
Dad, come on.
Okay. Tell you what. Tickets are on me. You, Cindy, Janet, whoever. Now you don't have any excuses. Besides, if you don't go, you're gonna hurt my feelings.
That's really thoughtful, Scott. Thank you.
All right. See you guys around, and take care of those birds.
We will.
Scott grins and leaves. Sunrise over a snowy forest. Liam sketches the brown doves. Cynthia and George appear holding a crate of chickens.
Hi, Liam. Joyeux Noel, we've got three French hens in the house and a break in the case to get your coat on. Come on, you heard the man.
Liam purses his lips. He and Cynthia drive to the city.
Wait, I'm confused. Start over.
Okay, so the local pet store does not carry turtle doves, right? I called around, they don't have them anywhere because they're not native here, and you actually have to get like a special permit just to import them.
So
check this out. Look at this website, McPherson Special Events. They have a permit, everything. It says they provide unique gifts and experiences for the special people in your life. Boom, I solved it. Like, it has to be through this.
How romantic.
Look, whoever did this, they went through a lot of trouble, so I don't think you're, like, kind of ruining the surprise?
Whoever did this clearly wants me to figure it out because they made it pretty easy. Okay, we're, like, a block away. Be chill. Be really tough here because they're not really expecting us to be who we are. That's all I'm saying.
Why's that? Cynthia, what did you tell them? Cynthia!
They walk haltingly into an office building.
Oh, this is just a beautiful office. We have that same art in ours as well. Hello, Cynthia Maxwell, Fish and Wildlife Department.
Nice to meet you, Miss Maxwell. I got your call. I think we can get this all straightened out. What seems to be the problem?
We just have some missing information on a turtle dove permit. No big deal. We just need to get that client's name fast. We go woo-hoo out of here and just go back to our office.
I see. Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to give out any names without prior consent or a warrant.
Liam?
Liam frowns and shrugs.
I'm the bad cop.
I've pulled your file, and taken a look at it. Unfortunately, the client insists on complete confidentiality until the final delivery. Apparently, there's a letter that explains everything.
What?
I think we've taken enough of the good man's time.
A letter? There's a letter. That would be helpful.
Frankly, I don't see what any of this has to do with fish or wildlife. The recipient, whoever that is just going to have to be patient.
Cynthia scowls.
Okay, then. I will be taking this.
Oh, be my guest. They're for visitors.
She snatches a candy cane.
Then I'm gonna take this one, too.
She and Liam leave.
Nice work, Columbo.
You didn't help me at all.
What do you want me to say?
Liam waves to the man. Back in the small town, snow falls gently. Liam sketches rows of animals. Cynthia holds fake caged birds.
Let me guess. Is it four calling birds?
Yes! Look, they're so cute. Look how real they look. Watch this.
The bird moves.
How much, Anna?
You need to make whoever's sending you these gifts stop.
Why would I want to make them stop? We're smack dab in the middle of the most romantic mystery since the Bermuda Triangle.
What is romantic about that?
Hello. Bermuda.
Okay. No, I don't get this whole situation. I don't like it. These gifts are strange. I'm going to my cake tasting.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Whoever has done this has really thought this out, huh?
Yeah. Plus, they must have known that you were coming in town, right?
That's true.
Otherwise, they would have sent it to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Liam looks up.
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly who it is. I feel so stupid. It's Grant. It's definitely Grant. He's suave. He's handsome, even though that's irrelevant. And do you remember how excited he was to see me the other day at the fundraiser? Like, I definitely could tell he was flirting with me. I didn't want to say anything and sound cocky.
Oh, wow, him, really? That's the one you're landing on?
It's definitely him. He loves Christmas. This is so his style. It's so sweet.
So how are you going to prove it?
Oh, I'm sure he's dying for me to find out, so it's going to be very easy to crack. I'm just going to go see him and kind of, like, turn on my charm.
Charm. What charm?
Why I oughta.
She sits across from Grant in a cafe.
I'll never get used to this cold.
I know, and it's like a bitter cold, right?
Yeah, just bite you.
Yeah, so let me know if they want any more of these, because my publishers gave me a ton, and they are all over my guest room.
Oh, publisher fancy. No, I can't thank you enough. Bill's kids are crazy about Felicia.
How is Bill anyway?
Great. He and Sean are in Miami now.
I always loved your brother. The best. Okay, and smiley face. Here you go.
She gives him the signed books.
Thank you again. You have just made my niece's Christmas.
No worries. There's nothing quite like getting a special gift from someone you love, right?
Right.
She smiles and flashes her eyes at him. He raises his brows. In the shop, Liam draws the partridge. Scott saunters in.
Afternoon.
Oh, well, howdy, officer. What brings you by? You, tracking a fugitive?
More like a missing person. Cindy's always in a rush whenever I see her.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid that your luck hasn't changed. She's, hot on the trail of her secret admirer.
She's, figured it out, has she?
So she thinks.
Scott looks down at the caged bird, then at Liam's pencil drawing.
Nice.
Thanks. It's, just something I'm working on until she gets back from her date with Grant.
Grant?
Yeah.
Scott smirks.
Well, that should be interesting.
Oh, Christmas is hands down my favorite time of year.
Oh, mine too. It's also a very important holiday.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what I love most about it?
What's that?
It's the perfect time of year for secret presents.
Yeah.
Grant, I...
She takes his hand.
I have a little confession to make.
Okay.
I know you've been sending me the presents, and I love it.
He smiles.
Cynthia, I thought you knew.
More coffee, Father?
I think we're all set. Thank you.
He pulls off his winter scarf, revealing his white priest's collar. She throws up her hand and bites a cupcake.
I guess not all the news makes it to the big city. Now, about that confession.
I'm good.
You sure?
The white van pulls up to the house. Cynthia holds a jewelry box with gold rings.
5 golden rings.
Hey, finally something we don't have to feed.
Wow. I feel like they're probably not real, and also they don't fit you.
Hey, getting a ring resized does not make it any less romantic, Janet.
Oh, must have coffee.
Good morning.
If you need me, I'll be in the barn. That arch isn't going to finish itself.
Thank you, Dad.
So, now that you're the last to know about Father Grant, who's the next candidate?
Father Grant. Wow, so the suave, handsome ex-boyfriend who's been carrying a torch for you all these years is a priest? Ugh. Oh, that's amazing. Well, at least we know why he loves Christmas so much.
Liam, please. If that theory is so yesterday, we're moving on. Okay, now that we know it was not Grant who sent the presents, I think we know that it's Jason.
Scott. Who's Jason?
Jake.
No, it would make more sense if it was Scott. He's Kishi's most eligible bachelor. He looks very cute in a uniform.
No, it's definitely Jason. This was clearly all planned out. Okay, he gave me my present early, the bird ornament, right? And him not showing up was just... clearly him, like, doing a fake out. It's just, it's scary how well this all fits together.
Scary's one word for it. So you're sure it's Jason?
Yeah. Who else knows that I'm home? It's just, he's just giving me this grand gesture. It all works out so perfectly.
Cynthia drives past a sign, now leaving Queechee, and to the city, where snow falls on illuminated buildings. She stands in front of a door. Jason opens the door, his brow furrows.
Hey.
Cynthia. Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
I got your presents.
A woman behind him waves. Cynthia's smile falls.
Oh.
She rubs the back of her head.
Okay, I gotta... Hi.
Cynthia.
I'm sorry.
She drives across a snowy landscape at sunset. The main street of the town is framed with trees covered in lights. At home, Cynthia slumps on the couch with Janet, who wraps presents. Liam brings them cocoa.
Put your finger here. Mm-hmm. Put hold it down.
Mm-hmm. Extra marshmallows.
Ooh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you want to talk about it?
No. Mm-hmm. I feel like such an idiot. Now I'm done chasing my own tail. I'm just gonna wait for the letter.
Oh yeah, that's such a good idea. Wait, who said that? That was me. That was smart.
It's so obvious who your one true love is. The answer is literally right in front of your face.
It is?
Yes. Scott. Come on, he still thinks about you guys as like homecoming king and queen.
Don't start Gross. That again. This is way out of Scott's league, trust me.
I don't know. People change.
Cynthia leans her head on Liam's shoulder. Daytime, Liam and Cynthia fight within the living room. Janet walks in on the phone.
I mean, I'm sure they're all delicious. I just don't have time to eat and taste them. I'm the one that's most popular.
Oh! Every time.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to call you back because I live with children.
Hi, Janet. Look, the next gift came. 6 geese a-laying.
Or for lying on.
They're so soft. Look, it's like you're being hit by a clown.
Goose pillows.
Uh-oh.
You made her mad.
I know my sister. She does not get mad.
About to.
What does she do? What does she do?
She made it! No!
Wait. What, from the side?
I don't have one. It's not there!
No, I got it.
Hey!
Oh, we're busted.
Uh-oh. I think you forgot something.
That was hard!
Dad! No. Dad,
who's?
No, not me.
They all pommel each other.
No.
Later, Liam and Cynthia walk out of a store with a decorative bowl.
Do you think Janet will like this?
Oh, yeah, she's gonna love it. She'll bring it to all our open houses and fill it with, like, peppermints and butterscots and all that.
Butterscots?
Butterscotch.
You said scots.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm losing my mind.
All right, here. Well, that covers the wedding. Now all I have to do is figure out what to get your pops. What?
Dad, it's just really sweet. I pulled this whole trip on you very last minute, and now you're gonna get a present from my dad. It's very thoughtful.
Yeah, well, I guess this whole Christmas present craze is rubbing off on me.
Well, if there's anybody else you need to shop for, I'm totally fine just going back in.
Yeah.
Moving my ears.
Nah, I already got something for you.
What? You did? Can you just give me a hint?
Nope.
She pouts.
Okay. So do you think that maybe Janet could be...
No.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Please, continue.
Do you think that she could be right about Scott being the one behind the gifts?
Oh, in that case, no.
It'd be sort of cute, wouldn't it? If we were like high school sweethearts that got back together after all these years apart.
Yeah.
Meh.
He shrugs.
It's not you sending the presents, right?
He twists his mouth sideways.
You caught me. No, it's not. Why would I do that?
I think I'm gonna call Scott. Just like... call him.
Yeah.
The sun rises, splashing warm colors across a snowy forest. On Liam's sketch of the items from the song, Cynthia crosses out swans.
That's what I'm talking about. 7 Swan Champagne.
Tom pops the bottle with a swan label.
Finally, a gift I can get behind.
Swans swimming in champagne.
No.
Thanks, Dad.
For you.
All right.
And moi. All right. A toast. This is one that your mother used to make every year. To family, past, present, and future, may you forever be held in our hearts, if not in our hands.
Mm.
Cheers. Can you believe it? Scott still has the same phone number.
Oh, well, you know, he's never left this town, so why would he ever change it?
It's just crazy. Like, some things change so much, some things stay the same.
Yeah.
Scott's gonna take me out tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
We have plans tonight. Well, work plans. Like, what about the book?
Oh, my gosh, Liam, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, but we're gonna get to it, I promise. I just suddenly have a really good feeling about Scott.
They feed chickens.
Third time's a charm. You guys want some water?
Well, I guess I'll have some dinner with your dad.
Huh, ladies? Huh? Huh? Oh,
oh! Ah, the
run for the hills, girl!
Damn, they're escaping!
Chickens flutter. Cynthia crashes into Liam and lands on top of him on the floor, their faces close.
Hi.
Chickens are escaping.
Right.
Chickens are escaping!
She leaps after the birds. Tom and Liam play chess.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how fast a French head could run.
The important thing is you got them all back. So how come you're not spending Christmas with your girlfriend?
I don't have one.
Tom rests his chin on his hand. Liam's hand hesitates over the board.
Would you like some advice about strategy?
I've played this game before, you know.
Marie and I play it every night.
I bet you won every game too, right?
Only if she'd let me.
What can you do?
There's only ever one thing to do.
What's that?
Make a move.
Liam nods to the side.
Probably gonna regret this.
He moves a piece. Tom smirks and moves his own piece.
Checkmate.
Well, you make the wrong move and you lose, right?
At least you tried.
Cynthia comes in a red blazer and skirt.
Hey, you look lovely.
Aw, thanks, Dad.
See you later. Hi.
Wow.
Playing a little chess?
I'm trying to.
Oh, he's so good. So my gentleman caller is going to be here in a minute.
Here we go again, huh?
You can go ahead and tell me why you think it's not Scott.
I don't know, it might be. So what? You spent the first few days here talking about how you and Scott didn't have anything.
It was a long time ago. Maybe he's changed, right? I mean, we were kids.
Okay, you know what? I think you deserve a little bit more than a bunch of cliches.
Liam, why are you doing this now? I'm about to go on a date.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just I care about you and I worry about you. But you keep putting yourself out there and you keep getting hurt. Maybe it's time you need to slow down.
I'm a big girl.
Cynthia, wait.
She stalks to the door. Outside, Scott stands with roses and carolers.
Ooh, deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Cynthia listens, grinning and shaking her head.
Oh, the ancient Yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Cindy.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
I brought you some flowers.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was incredible, you guys. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Flowers.
Liam nods.
Good night.
Cynthia and Scott walk to his car. Liam watches them with a sigh and abruptly shuts the door. The carolers beam in their shawls and muffs. Nighttime, Scott and Cynthia in a restaurant.
Let me know if you need anything else.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They sip wine.
I gotta admit something, Scott. Growing up, I really did not peg you for a lawman.
Oh, well, we don't have much of a criminal element, but we do get the occasional bar fight, fender benders here and there. But most of all, people just call me when they need help. Get paid to be neighborly.
Oh, it really sounds like you found your place.
Yeah, what can I say? The best times of my life have been here.
I can't believe you remembered I love cupcakes.
I've known you for a long time. Come on.
I didn't know you knew me that well. The cupcakes, the singers, the gifts. I'm really blown away.
Gifts?
Yeah.
I'm all about gifts. Right here, I'm just getting started.
Thank you. It's made me feel really special.
She takes his hand.
You're the best.
Liam sits on the sofa and draws a portrait of Cynthia. Headlights pass over the room and he looks up. Cynthia and Scott stand outside.
Scott, this night has just been so perfect.
Hey, I've waited a long time for this. I wasn't about to screw it up.
It's you, isn't it? You're behind all this. Love, right?
Of course. I always was.
Oh, this
this trip, this... It's just been perfect.
Not quite yet.
He bends down and kisses her. Liam watches through a window, scowling and beating. Morning. Women in braids and aprons dance with milk buckets in the entryway.
Oh my gosh, 8 minutes of milking!
The women smile and file two by two into the house, encircling Cynthia and Janet.
Your outfits are amazing!
Is that milk raw? Yeah, you can take that with you when you go.
Don't mind her.
Hey, babe. Do you want some tea?
Roger works.
Certainly, thank you.
Yeah? What are you doing?
Nothing, just a little work.
Janet frowns at a bridal magazine next to him.
Roger!
Janet, hold on.
What is this? Roger, is this what you want our wedding to be like? We've talked about this.
I know, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime event.
I know. You know, my mom and dad did extravagant things for each other every single day, and now that my mom's gone, there's like this huge hole in my dad's life. Cynthia's been chasing romance since she was a little girl. Look where that's gotten her. I'm telling you, it's so much better to just keep things simple. This wedding is like the first day of our marriage. It's not the whole thing. What's important is that you and I are together. It's not about the party, okay?
He nods.
Okay.
She holds out her palm.
Right, hand him over.
He bends over and gives her a stack of bridal magazines. Cynthia eavesdrops.
Three more?
It came in bulk.
Right.
Liam cuts wood. Scott appears with roses.
Hey, Liam.
Hey, what's up? Casanova, look at you. And with the flowers and everything. Yeah, it's a good touch. Very original.
Yeah, round for Cindy.
Yeah, kind of figured. So, got another big date planned tonight?
Yeah, I was hoping to talk to you about that. Cindy said you two are close? Yeah, I was hoping that you might,
Liam puts the axe down.
Sorry, might.
That she might have some suggestions.
You want my advice? You mean with the, flowers and the face and everything you got going on there? Don't worry, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah, well, I only got one shot at this, and I don't want to screw it up, so.
Why should I help you?
Cindy's a special girl. I mean, don't we both want her to be happy?
Liam grimaces.
All right. Okay. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking putt-putt.
It's freezing out.
Scott's smile fades.
Yeah. I didn't think of that.
I'm so excited. You're full of surprises.
Tom and Liam watch the couple go.
I heard you giving Scott some advice back there in the barn.
Yeah.
Man, you're just all day dumb, aren't you?
Tom goes inside. Liam frowns. Scott leads Cynthia to a big wood building with a heart-shaped light outside.
Scott, this is the community center. I feel like we might be just a tad overdressed for bingo.
We're not going to bingo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Come on.
You lead the way.
Inside, older couples dance.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Looks like they're having some sort of, like, private event or something.
It's the Christmas cotillion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
They hand off their coats.
I was thinking that I could be Fred Astaire, and maybe you could be Gene Kelly.
Yeah. You do know Gene Kelly's a guy, right?
Right. Of course.
Scott nods to a man dressed as Santa, who pushes a button. They dance under colorful lights.
When the snow fills the sky in the night, we'll be here, you and I. Hold me close, dear.
They swap couples, spinning and twirling around the dance floor.
Your hand fits like a glove. Baby, kiss me. You're my Christmas.
Scott and Cynthia come back together, dancing close. He dips her low. They thrust out their conjoined hands and stride through the crowd.
Song on the
She puts her arms around his neck and they gaze at each other.
This is so great.
Thank you so much for coming.
He twirls her and dips her low. Daytime, Liam and Cynthia play pool upstairs.
Oh, I can't get over how much of a gentleman he is.
Huh?
Scott, he's such a different guy. He's just so mature and he's... Oh, he's just like not even the same person. He's great.
And the gifts too, right?
Mm-hmm. What?
He sent you the gifts, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. He said that. Oh. He actually said that he was the one that was sending the presents.
We talked about it. And he said that I'm his true love. So I feel like it's implied, right? I want more what I need.
Well, that's just, that's super.
Liam, there's something I really want to ask you.
Yeah, I
was wondering if it was okay with you if I maybe took Scott to the wedding because you'll still go. It's gonna be so fun.
Yeah.
We'll all dance and it'll be just with the romance and the presents and stuff. I feel like it's appropriate if he takes me.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Thanks.
She hugs him.
Okay. All right.
Tom, Janet, and Roger watch nine women in long green gowns dance in the house's entryway. They bob in circles and flounce their skirts.
So you're getting into the holiday spirit.
Oh, if you can't beat him.
Hey, ladies, dancing. I'm coming.
Cynthia runs in with camera.
Did I miss it?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
I'm sure they'll do it again if you ask.
Can you do it again?
Maggie?
A dancer turns.
Lemur?
Maggie?
What are you doing here?
This is my troupe. What are you doing here?
I'm working on a book.
Whoa.
Hi.
Cynthia, this is Maggie. We went to college together.
Yeah, it's that Maggie. Whoa.
Maggie, this is Cynthia. Oh,
girlfriend.
No. Just friends. We make books together. She's technically my boss.
Yeah, I'm his boss.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
It's so weird. Oh, my God. So happy to see you.
Everything, yeah. I spent such a long time. I missed you.
Small world.
Too small. I can't believe that's Maggie. I thought she'd be like, I don't know, not that.
Do you know he's taking her to the winter carnival tomorrow? Which I feel is very weird because he is not from here. She is also not from here. Neither of them are from here.
I'm not sure, but I don't think there's a residency requirement.
It just feels a little weird to me.
Well, I can understand why it's bothering you. Must be pretty awful having someone you're interested in carrying on with some old flame.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cynthia chews her hair.
Hey. Hmm? How many?
What?
How many fingers?
What are you talking about?
How many fingers?
Three.
Okay, good. I was worried that maybe you couldn't see what was right in front of your face.
He kisses her forehead and walks away.
That sounds like so much fun.
Liam and Maggie chat on the sofa. A crowded Christmas fair in the town square with stalls for cocoa and photos with Santa. The family strolls through.
I can't even handle this. I feel like it gets better every year.
Yep, pretty much took a life of its own, huh?
Mm-hmm. I do feel kind of bad about missing the Lord's leaping.
Men dressed as medieval lords bang on the door to the house. Behind them, more lords leap. Some lean against the van and others leap merrily in front of them. Maggie.
Oh, don't worry. If you don't catch them today, we're all back. Day 12, big finale.
Yay! So this is, they're really good presents, huh?
Definitely very imaginative.
Yeah. It's my Scotty.
Oh, look, sweets and treats.
Sweets and treats.
That's my favorite, and there's not even a lion.
Cynthia clings to Scott's arm. Maggie takes Liam's arm. Roger plays a dart balloon game.
Oh.
Grant runs the game.
Roger, yeah, you seem a little distracted. You okay?
Is withholding information from someone, is that the same as lying to them?
Well, it depends on why you're holding back information.
Well, I was hoping to surprise someone that I love, but I'm afraid that it might backfire on me.
Don't let doubt and fear get in your way. When your intention is out of love, destiny has proven time and again, it always works out.
Let's hope so.
He pops a balloon with a dart.
See? Winner!
Grant hands him a stuffed toy. Evening falls on the carnival.
Like what?
Liam laughs at Maggie's story, but gazes over at Scott cuddling Cynthia. Cynthia meets his gaze. Maggie pulls Liam's arm around her.
What are you doing?
Playing along.
It's kind of fun.
What do you mean?
Lemur, I know that look. I can tell how you feel about her.
I don't feel...
What?
Stop being silly.
Okay. I think she's getting jealous.
Cynthia pouts, leaning on Scott. Tom watches from a distance, smirking. He passes the woman from the pet store, Esther.
Tom.
Hi.
Somebody looks like they could use a Christmas cookie. Glad you came by.
I figured I'd make an appearance. Oh, good.
Secret recipe.
Wow, really good.
Oh. Sticking around for the big jamboree?
Not much for dancing these days.
You know, Tom, you're not doing anyone any good cooped up in the house all the time.
We keep busy getting Janet married off.
Oh, good. I expect to see a lot more of you come spring.
He smiles.
Thanks for the cookies.
Esther nods and smiles. Later, Scott walks Cynthia to the door.
Thank you so much for another really great day.
Oh, thank you.
This trip has just been such a dream.
Yeah. Super fun, huh?
Yeah, super fun.
And great carnival.
Oh, I know, right? It was so nice to see the town just kind of coming together.
Yeah.
They smile at each other. Her eyes dart.
So, I'm tired.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that was right. So fun.
Yep,
oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
All right.
Get home safe.
All right. Good night. Okay,
good night.
Yep.
They kiss on the cheek and hug. She goes inside and Scott walks to his truck. Inside, Liam holds Mugs.
Liam?
Hi.
Are you spying on me?
No, I always hang out by the front door at midnight with two cups of coffee in my hand.
Isn't it a late for coffee?
Actually, it's Irish coffee.
Yes.
And we're all out of coffee.
Oh!
So, good date?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Sure, yeah. Maggie seems so sweet.
Yeah. I don't think it's gonna work out.
Really? I thought you'd been carrying a torch for her all these
years. Maggie? No. Well, besides, you have enough romantic drama for the both of us.
Well, that is all behind me now.
Settling on Scott, huh?
If you had told me that 2 weeks ago, I would have been like, what? You are crazy. Doesn't really make any sense. That's kind of the only thing that makes sense. If that makes sense.
I mean, who cares if it makes sense, right? As long as you're happy.
You are such a good friend. Crazy good friend.
He puts his arm around her.
Not too bad yourself.
Thank you. Everything.
Yeah.
She lays her head on his shoulder. Daytime, Cynthia waits outside of Janet's room.
Okay, you promised no comment.
I know.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Janet comes out in a simple white dress with wide shoulder straps. Cynthia takes it in and nods.
What do you think?
It's really pretty. It's...
Oh, you hate it.
No, I don't hate it. It's your wedding, Janet.
I know, but I'm not a princess. I'm not a little girl. I'm not you. This is who I am. I don't care about the dresses and the parties and the presents. I just want, like, a simple, quiet, nice relationship with my husband. I don't really understand why you don't get that.
I hear you, but it's...
She throws up her hands.
I'm so sorry. This is your day. This is your big day, and you should do what you want. You're gonna look so amazing in whatever you wear.
Thank you.
Outside, 11 men in red vests play flutes, moving their heads from side to side while marching like a wind-up toy.
Woo! That was amazing!
Wow, that was terrific, yeah. Well, listen, it's cold out here, so I'll tell you what. We have a wedding to get ready for tomorrow, and I could use a little help. So the way I see it, you can hang around out here all day playing the flute, or you can go inside for a nice hot breakfast and then help me set up the venue. Your call.
The young men nod and go in.
Oh, okay, good. Hello. Howdy. Whoa, Merry Christmas. All right, thank you. Good.
Dad, you do not have enough food for 11 pipers.
Well, let's hope that the hens are a-laying. Come on.
Liam sketches the final row of items from the sing, drums. Nighttime, the family sits at a restaurant table. Roger taps his glass and stands.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Thank you all for being here on our special night.
Scott leans to Cynthia.
I don't want to blow the surprise, but I make wine tasting reservations for Tuesday.
I'm going to make this brief. Janet, you are amazing. You are everything I've ever wanted, and more.
You know, this has just been such a special 2 weeks. I feel like maybe you should call out the grand finale. Like, I would love it, but Janet's a little bit on edge. I feel like, you know, it might kind of interfere with the ceremony, you know what I mean?
Then I can describe that. Yeah. Soon we'll be filling out that joint tax return. Thank you all, and thank you. Cheers.
Roger and Janet kiss.
No, I get it. You don't want 12 pipers piping in the middle of their vows.
Cynthia stares into space, her lips twitching.
Sorry, what?
Scott scoffs.
The noise. Distracting.
She chews her lip.
12 pipers piping?
Yeah, the pipers. Mm-hmm. Me.
He shrugs and takes a bite of food.
It's actually 12 drummers drumming. The pipers came today.
Pipers today?
I have a quick little question.
Yeah.
Do you know the song?
Of course I know the song.
Why don't you sing it?
His face falls.
Wait, right now?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Janet peers at him.
Please.
Your serious?
Great voice. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tom looks over.
Pear tree, Janet, pear tree.
Mm-hmm.
Two turtle doves. Three French hens, four falling birds, five.
Calling birds
on that one.
Yeah.
Five golden rings, six swans are swimming. Seven swans, isn't it? Six geese are goosing. Nine.
It's eight, because numbers go like this, 7, 8, 9.
Tom stands.
Eight ladies milking nine.
Cynthia exhales.
I just want to say that tomorrow, my little girl is going to get married to...
You didn't send the gifts, did you?
Scott's eyes dart and he shakes his head subtly.
Cynthia.
You're incredible. I feel like such an idiot.
Cynthia.
I'm so sorry, Janet.
Cynthia storms out. Scott follows her.
Cindy, stop. I can explain.
What are you going to explain, Scott? You've been lying to me for like an entire week.
No, I never lied to you. You just assumed that they were from me, and I just went along with it.
How is that okay? How does that make that okay to you?
Cindy.
Stop calling me that. It's Cynthia. It's just been annoying me. It's Cynthia.
Cynthia. So I didn't send the presents. I mean, we had a great time together. That counts for something, right?
Is that what you think a relationship is about, Scott? Presents? Seriously?
I thought that's what you wanted. I mean, everyone said that you were this romantic and...
Do you think I'm that shallow that I would actually choose that over a real connection?
Scott pauses, open-mouthed. Cynthia looks down.
Oh, my God. I feel really stupid.
Hey. Come here. We're gonna get through it, okay?
Scott, you're such a great guy. I mean, and thank you for trying. But...
You're breaking up with me?
You're such a catch. I mean, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. I don't worry about you for a second. The next girl that you take dancing, it's gonna work like gangbusters. I hope you understand.
She hugs him.
I have to go.
She leaves him at the restaurant entrance. At the house, Liam sketches a cartoon girl with three boys offering her flowers, hearts over their heads.
Liam.
Hey.
Hi. You weren't at the rehearsal dinner. We missed you.
I figured I was just going to be in the way.
No. I wanted to tell you it didn't work out with Scott.
What happened?
Like you don't know. It was you. It was you all along.
What are you talking about, Cynthia?
It took me so long to figure it out, Liam, but you were the one who sent me the gifts. It was so sweet.
What? No, I didn't.
Liam, you don't have to play along. It couldn't have been anybody else.
Why, because there's nobody else left?
She frowns.
Is that the reason that you're here?
You're making it sound...
So you think that I came here for 2 weeks with your family just to work on a book?
Yeah?
Come on, Cynthia. I came here to be with you.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I thought things were going to be different this time, you know? I thought that you were finally going to see, but, you know, I can't do this anymore.
Wait,
I can't.
Liam, wait, Liam. Oh,
please.
No, please.
Look, I can't
Liam.
Do this.
Wait.
I can't do this.
Please don't go. Where are you
going? I'm
going
to go get a motel, and I'm going to take a bus out of here tomorrow.
Please.
No.
Please don't.
I don't want to be your leftovers.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I can't do this. I guess I'll see you when I see you.
Tears fill Cynthia's eyes. She looks over at the drawing. Framed portraits of Cynthia, Janet, and their mother sit on a shelf. Janet and Roger come into the kitchen.
I don't know about ruined. All in all, I thought it went pretty well.
Well, I guess I think there was something wrong if there wasn't at least a little bit of Cynthia drama. And at the end of the day, we still don't know who's behind all these ridiculous presents.
Janet pulls a folder out of Roger's bag. It's filled with brochures for tropical trips.
What's this?
Oh, Janet, that's...
Please don't tell me you're behind all this stuff.
No, it's not that.
The Caribbean, what is this?
No, it's nothing. It's,
He grabs it.
It's just... Something I was thinking about for our honeymoon.
Okay, Roger, we talked about this. It's already going to be so hard on my dad that I'm moving out. I can't leave him here alone. I can't leave town.
Janet, your father can manage for a week while his newlywed daughter is off on a romantic cruise. Even he wants you to go.
Cynthia infected you with all this romance stuff. I don't like it. It's messy, okay? It confuses people. They don't know what's real and they don't know what's not real.
Janet, that... You're stressed about the wedding.
I'm not stressed about the wedding. I'm stressed because I'm trying to keep this family together and everyone's ruining everything. That's the problem.
She clears and stomps away. In the machine shed, Janet and Cynthia pass a bottle of champagne.
What happened?
Roger's being crazy. He, like, planned this whole secret honeymoon
to the Caribbean.
Ugh.
And that's terrible.
Of course, you would think it's cool. It's like presents and romantic getaways. Ugh.
You know, Janet, a little bit of that is not such a bad thing. You know, it doesn't have to be like this and this all the time, but every now and again, it can be really fun.
You are so much like Mom, it's actually insane.
Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I just don't really have any of that in me, you know? Like when I said yes to Roger, I said yes because it makes sense. We're friends, we get along, and he's really good to me.
That's really nice.
I just really want him to be...
more like you?
No, I really want him to be happy. And I feel like you don't really get it because you weren't here, but like... when Mom passed away, it was like awful to see Dad. Like, this light just went out in his life, and like, I just... I can't imagine living like that, you know?
You want to go your whole life without that kind of connection because you're scared of losing it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
She blinks back tears.
I just don't want to do that to Roger.
I think you really fell in love.
Janet rolls her eyes.
Love.
It's the one thing you can't plan out. I think you have a lot more mom in you than you think.
How's Scott?
Ugh. It's over. I realized we didn't have what Mom and Dad had. And we definitely don't have what you and Roger are lucky enough to have.
Well, what now?
Cynthia smiles.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna stop chasing the romance. Maybe be a little bit more like my sister. Yeah.
Can you please repeat that? I'm sorry, make sure I heard it.
What would I do with that?
Ditto. Love you.
I love you too.
They hug tightly. Sun blankets the snowy hills. All of the dancers from the 12 Days of Christmas performance march in a circle in the driveway, dancing and spinning. Cynthia comes outside and watches with a delighted grin. The first woman caroler is lifted by drummers.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The dancers gather with the birds and pose. Tom, Cynthia, and Janet applaud.
Wow.
They hand over the partridge.
So good.
Oh. Oh,
hi.
Okay. Here. I got it.
Hi.
Oh.
Cynthia picks up a red envelope.
Thomas? What? That they're from you?
No.
No, it's not from him. It's for him.
Their jaws drop. Cynthia hands the letter to Tom.
No, 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 I want you to read it. Let's go inside.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
They carry the birdcage inside with the letter. Cynthia opens the envelope and reads. She smiles and her face crumples with emotion. Photos of their mom on the shelf.
My darling Thomas.
I hope you enjoyed these gifts. Even in the wake of sadness and loss, there's room for whimsy and joy. Life's too precious not to live every moment. I hope these gifts have brought out the best in you. Your humor, your strength, your compassion. Let them remind you that even though we're apart, my love will always be with you.
Take care of our girls for me and Merry Christmas.
Ever yours, Marie.
They hug.
Dad, I'm so sorry.
Don't be silly, Sunshine. It's all right.
How did I get it so wrong?
She must have planned all this once she stopped treatment. And she was going through all that and planning all this at the same time.
That's your mother for you.
I can't believe I got it so wrong.
Well, there were no names on the card. It was an easy mistake.
Not the gifts. My whole life. I mean, Dad, I have always thought that I needed someone to do romantic things for me like you and Mom, but that's not what I needed. I needed someone to do them for.
That's right. That's right.
He hugs the girls close.
I love you guys. There's something I have to do.
Go get him.
Cynthia dashes out. She sprints outside and in front of a bus. He sits on a bench next to the road. Cynthia looks up and spots him.
Hi.
What are you doing here? I thought you were leaving. Why are you not on the bus?
It's not my bus.
Oh.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to bring you this. Here.
His notebook.
But also, I figured it out. It's you. It's been you the entire time.
He shakes his head.
I told you already, I did not send you the gifts.
I know. Ever since I was a little girl, I dreamed about an epic love story. And I realize that the love story I've always wanted is right in front of me. And I was too blind to see it. Gosh, you've been such a good friend. You've been a good friend for so long.
Yeah, just a friend.
A friendship is the most important thing. I don't think any grand romantic gesture in the world could ever compete with what we have. You. I've loved you for a really long time.
He pulls her close.
I love you too.
They nestle and kiss passionately. Guests rise at Janet and Roger's wedding. Tom walks Janet down the aisle wearing her mother's wedding gown and veil. Roger smiles when he sees her. Cynthia stands with the other two bridesmaids in pink dresses. Liam smiles in the audience. Tom and Janet stop opposite Roger and Tom joins Liam in the audience.
You look perfect.
Thank you.
What made you change your mind about the dress?
I just wanted something special. It is the first day of our marriage.
She hands her bouquet to Cynthia.
Please be seated.
The guests sit. Grant stands in priest's robes with the couple.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today. It's an all-inclusive resort, and I think we're going to try windsurfing.
He's going to try windsurfing. I'm going to lie on the beach and kind of think about maids and milking and
partridges and pear trees. I'll see you guys in a bit. So say hi to you guys.
Janet leads Roger through the reception hall. Guest seat and drink and mingle. Esther appears behind Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Merry Christmas, Esther.
Oh, thank you. Oh, such a beautiful ceremony.
So glad you could make it.
I wouldn't miss it.
She touches his arm.
Well, it was good seeing you.
You too. Esther.
She turns back.
Would you like to dance?
Yes. I'd love to.
I need to go real slow.
I know.
She takes his arm. They smile warmly at each other and dance.
Ready?
Grant and Scott sit with Maggie.
Isn't this an amazing place for a wedding?
Gorgeous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maggie, have you met Scott?
We kind of know each other.
Well, you know, I think the dance floor is calling both your names.
Really? I think I hear it.
You want to dance?
Yeah.
Maggie and Scott get up to dance. Cynthia sits with Liam.
It's a nice wedding.
I know. I think the best weddings are the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. Where's your romantic side, huh?
Merry Christmas.
She cocks her head.
Merry Christmas to you.
Miss Baker, may I have the honor of this dance?
I would love that. I thought you'd never ask.
Well, then, in that case.
Oh, I love this song. Oh, look at these moves. Hello.
He twirls her out on the floor and they join the other guests in dancing energetically. They swing dance. Costume performers mix with the guests in formal wear. Everyone bobs and spins, grinning. Cynthia and Liam hug and press their forehead together. They cup each other's necks and kiss deeply, surrounded by happy dancers. High above the dance floor, the two turtle doves sit in their gilded cage.